Today's News AF podcast is sponsored by TrueCar. In order to feel comfortable you're getting a fair price, you need to have price and context. That's information that empowers you to feel confident. And with TrueCar, you get to see what other people in your local market paid for the car that you want. And from there, you can connect with a local TrueCar certified dealer and enjoy a more confident car buying experience using TrueCar. You'll easily find the car that you want because TrueCar will show you what other people in your area are paying for that car that you want. And then you'll know what a fair price is so you can feel confident. Once you register, you'll see real pricing on the actual factual inventory. That's competitive pricing offered to you only by a TrueCar certified dealer for an actual vehicle on their lot. It's pricing you'll see before you go to the dealership so you can feel confident when you just show up. And with TrueCar, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing so you can enjoy a quick and easy car buying experience. TrueCar customers are more likely to enjoy a faster buying process as well when they connect with the TrueCar certified dealers. And best of all, TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey, everybody, I'm Rob Cesarino back again to talk with you. Yes. About the week's most interesting news stories once again here for the week of September 26th here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
That's right. Oh, we really nailed it this week. It's like we've been practicing and very excited to get into everything here with the aforementioned Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm good. I've always wanted to do that. When you're like, I'm Rob Cesternino, I've always wanted to just jump in and be like, I'm Tyson Apostle.
This was the week. This was the week.
And so this week I knew that this was our second go. So worst case scenario, Scott can do the equivalent of Photoshop to our sound.
Right. Right. And here
what
is.
What would you call that? Splicing and
dicing? I think editing.
Editing.
Slicing and Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, rage golfer Danny Bryson is here with us.
I'm not upset right now, but you get me out on the green.
On the links.
And you're going to see a completely different Danny.
He seems so docile.
Is your solo album going to be called Rage Golfer?
Yeah, it'll just be made up of sounds. You know how Bjork makes their albums out of like random sounds? My album will just be all golf sounds.
Does she still do that?
I like it.
Yeah, well, she does weird stuff over there in Iceland. Mm. They're only going to have like 3 hours of sunlight here soon. So, I mean, really, if you're not making albums, you don't have anything else to do.
Yeah. So Bjork is really still leading the way?
Yeah, an experimental electronic pop rock. Yes, I think.
Is she still popular, Danny?
No, she was never really that popular, but she's definitely weird and does some weird stuff.
She wore like crazy outfits.
And yeah, she wore crazy outfits. That whole swan thing put her on the map.
But yeah, she had that slug up her nose, album cover or video, something or other.
But she put Iceland on the map and probably helped Sigur Rós. You know, they're a pretty big band that came out of Iceland, and there's been one or two others after that. So they can all thank her and look to her, in her weird ways.
Thanks to Bjork. She did it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Tyson and I next month are going to be in Reno, Nevada as part of Jason Somerville's Run It Up Reno. We're going to have Survivor viewing party. And then Stephen Fishback and I are going to do the Survivor Know-It-Alls that Wednesday night, October 18th, the week of my birthday, Tyson.
Oh, that's the week of your birthday?
Yeah, the 20th.
Oh, cool.
Friday is going to be my birthday.
How long are you staying?
I'm going to stay till Friday.
Yes. I'm staying till Monday.
Yes. Well, you're a big time poker player.
I'm a gambler.
Yes.
Yeah. Tyson said, I love gambling in a way that only an addicted person can say they like something.
No.
Just tone of voice. Just everything about it was like, you have a problem. I love gambling.
It is a lot of fun. And Rob, like I said on my Twitter, I'm going to sit happily in the audience while you and Steven do your thing. Even though I was on the show Survivor, I don't feel like it's mandatory for you and Steven to invite me up on stage to be part of the show. Because sometimes survivors who are present at the Know-It-Alls don't always have input worth sharing.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
I saw that tweet and I didn't quite understand it. I was like, is Tyson uninviting himself?
No, I'll be there.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think it's going to be Wednesday night. I think that Survivor is going to be starting. I think that you and Rob are going to be at a poker tournament. And I feel like that you guys will end up like walking in with like 5 minutes left in the podcast. But that's fine because I feel like that I will, gladly record an interview with you guys after the fact about the episode. So I'm not sweating it.
Is Boston Rob coming?
I believe so.
I don't know.
I guess we have to text him. Let's text him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So that's coming up. RunningUpReno.com for that if you want to be there for part of the fun. You don't have to play poker, but if you do, it's probably a lot better. Okay. So let's get into our top news story at this hour. And so this is a story that had been making the rounds this week, and it involves New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady. Danny, you know who this person is?
Actually, when I saw the story, I thought my hat kind of looked like the one he wears.
Yes.
On the sideline.
Yes. And so Tom Brady has come out and said that he has a secret. He has something that he's been doing to his body to be able to preserve him against the elements. And that would be that he is drinking 2.5 gallons of water a day, which he says protects him from the harmful UV rays of the sun, Tyson.
Oh, okay. Is there science behind this, or that's just what he claims?
Tom Brady says, these days, even if I get an adequate amount of sun, I won't get a sunburn, which I credit to the amount of water that I drink.
You know that if I drank that much water, I would probably die within like 6 days.
2.5 gallons a day.
Yeah, okay, my feet would swell. Go ahead, Danny.
I do want to say that I believe, and I'm not giving this any credence, I think this is crazy talk. Tom Brady definitely has a weird way of looking at health. He always talks about his diet and all the things he does without ever mentioning genetics, right? That's mm-hmm. always been a gripe of mine. People are like, I got to 105 by eating olive oil and, you know, drinking wine a glass a day. But nobody ever says genetics.
Genetics.
Genetics play probably more of a role than anything else, including 2.5 gallons of water. But water does shield radiation, right? They dip those, they put those uranium rods, the spent uranium rods at power plants in water. And I think that I've also heard that if you were to put a shield of water around a spaceship as it traveled through space, it would help protect the astronauts from a lot of radiation. It would be a waste of water and a lot of excessive weight. But so maybe there is some science to back this.
Hmm. Okay. So Danny is on board with Tom Brady.
I think we can do a controlled experiment.
What is it? Danny should be drinking all this water?
He's been a Pats fan.
Yes.
Okay, look, I like the Pats just because, like everything else, it goes with color scheme for the team and how handsome the person in charge is. And Tom Brady is definitely handsome, probably because he's drinking 2.5 gallons of water a day.
But okay. Is he the person in charge?
Well, I mean, Kraft owns the team. He's not handsome.
Well, Danny does know a lot about the Patriots.
Yeah, I do know quite a bit. Yeah, because out of all the quarterbacks, Tom Brady is the most handsome, so that's obviously the team I support.
Is that official? Is that official that he's the most handsome, Danny?
I don't know if he's the most handsome.
That Sanchez guy was handsome for the Jets. Sanchez
he wasn't good.
He was handsome, but he wasn't very good.
Yeah.
So it's like
Tebow was handsome, but his personality was kind of like, you know.
Right.
So really,
I
can only judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
And if the cover is beautiful, well, then I must judge the book to be beautiful as well.
Okay. I guess it depends what you're into.
Jordan Rogers.
No, I don't think he's attractive or Aaron Rodgers either. Sorry.
Well, is that his brother that was on The Bachelorette?
Yeah. Jordan was handsome, but he shouldn't have been wearing skinny jeans. He's too muscly to wear skinny jeans.
Sure. Sure. Now, Tom Brady, this is what he says. He says that I always hydrate. It keeps my skin from peeling. When I once told that to my sister, she said, "You mean I don't have to use all those moisturizers and facial products to keep my skin looking good? I should just drink as much water as you do. I think that you should market your TB12 electrolytes as a beauty product." And he just laughed.
Man, that's a good part of the book. I think that's one of the best parts of the book, that story. Also, is Gwyneth Paltrow rolling over in her grave right now listening to this?
Yes. Well, hold on. Now, TB12 electrolytes, I sort of buried the lead there. That is Tom Brady's workout drink. That is called pH balancing with ionic trace minerals that he is selling electrolytes. Okay. So
there is something.
Yeah. Tyson, what's going on with Tom Brady's snake oil?
Well, if you can get 10 friends underneath you to sign up for a subscription service, mm-hmm. you get your product for free. And then any people that they sign up under them, you'll then start receiving money for doing almost nothing.
Yes.
And if you can get a large enough pyramid underneath yourself to market and sell the TB12 elixir, then you are going to be laughing all the way to the bank all of the time.
Danny, can I give you the description of the TB12 product that Tom Brady is selling at TB12sports.com?
Yes, please.
So TB12 electrolytes, they are a natural mineral concentrate that enables athletes to turn any liquid into a hydrating sports drink enriched with 72 trace minerals extracted from seawater. TB12 electrolytes contain no added preservatives, flavors, or sweeteners.
Could I just drink seawater?
I'm not sure. That would help you against the harmful effects of the sun, but would not give you additional electrolytes.
It would definitely result in weight loss, too. Maybe right. Hallucination as well.
Right.
Can I just buy Gatorade or Gatorade mix? How is this different?
You could.
That's coming from salt seawater.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right.
I'm not sold. I don't want this product, nor do I want to pitch it. There's not enough other than Tom Brady is backing it. Doesn't sound like it's that special.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady, that I hold him right up there with Lance Armstrong in terms of the athletes that are, able to do incredible feats.
Yeah, he's 40 years old. He's out there.
What's that?
What's the feat that Tom Brady can do?
Well, in addition to not getting harmed by the UV rays from the sun.
Yeah.
That's basically a superpower, Tyson.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
He's the closest we have to a superhero.
Okay. Now I agree. I was just saying that throwing a football, sure, that, yes, is a talent, but an athletic feat, I don't know.
Yeah.
To get hit over and over by like 300-pound men. And
yes,
still be alive is pretty impressive.
And just drink it off.
Yeah, just drink it off. It's like if he has all that water, he can absorb all those blows.
Yeah, no problem. His brain is surrounded by an extra layer of water.
That's right. Danny, would you cite the TB12 sports products as substances that would be able to enhance an athlete's performance?
I need to see
performance enhancing.
Yes.
Yeah, I need data. I know HGH works, mm-hmm. so I could pitch that, right? There's evidence that does help improve your game. The TB12, not so much. I need to see some data. How big does it make your head and feet?
I
think his head has gotten bigger.
Does it shrink your junk? Because that is a sign.
Oh, his head's gotten bigger?
Yeah, I've heard that also.
Okay, here's what we'll do. Me and Danny will go golf around with no TB12
and see what happens.
And then, we'll golf an entire round with up to our gills in TB12.
Mm-hmm.
And you will know it works because as I get more upset when I golf, my game goes into the toilet. So TB12 should be able to counteract that.
Yeah.
And at the very least, keep my game nice and level and consistently poor.
Yeah, okay. And calm.
All right, so we will see if Tom Brady has any other scientific advancements that he could lend to the world as he figures things out. I was also looking at the list of foods that Tom Brady doesn't eat. Tom Brady does not eat fruit, dairy, no caffeine, No peppers, mushrooms, or eggplant. No olive oil. No white flour.
I know he's eating eggplant.
Yeah, what's wrong with an eggplant?
No. If Tom Brady came out as a breatharian, I don't think it would surprise me.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
It does sound like him.
After olive oil, what else doesn't he eat?
He also does not eat anything GMO, no salt, no white sugar, no white flour, olive oil. Now you know why he's drinking 2.5 gallons of water.
Yeah, to make him feel full.
So What does he eat? He just eats hot dogs all day? Because I didn't hear hot dogs on that list.
Hot dogs and scrambled eggs?
I think that might be it.
Actually, that's what I had this morning. I had egg and a hot dog.
Okay.
You already ate a hot dog today, Danny?
That's I've already had a hot dog. I've already done the dog. I've already taken in the dog.
How much water did you drink?
I had a Coke.
Okay.
That sounds horrible out loud.
So you're the anti-Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm the anti-Tom Brady diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're also handsome.
Stay away from the sun, Danny.
Yeah, well, I burn. I burn like a piece of bacon in a frying pan.
And you think it's all the Coke?
Yeah, I thought the Coke would shield me because I've seen what Coke had. When you boil Coke down, it has this nice protective film.
Yeah.
So I always imagine that's what was going on my skin when I drank a lot of Coke, but I get burned super easy, which I think all the bacon and hot dog is counteracting the Coke and putting a nice greasy layer on my face and body.
Yeah. Well, Tom Brady, all these claims are amazing that I think he should be studied for science. I think that what he should do in the name of humanity is donate at least a urine sample and a blood sample for extensive testing so we can see what's going on. I think that would be, you know, if he cared about people, I think he would put those bodily fluids out there for scientists, impartial scientists to study.
Yeah, I will say one more thing about Tom Brady, and that is I always feel like when people are like him physically and they cite weird diets, I kind of think that they're hiding something, which is what it seems like you're insinuating, Rob.
No insinuation.
No insinuation?
Because
I do feel like when a girl comes out and says, I just live off of bananas.
Hey, it's like, hey, I'm 40 and I'm playing quarterback at a level that nobody else has ever done before. And it's because I drink 2.5 gallons of water a day.
We should study
Why is that suspicious, Danny?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I say let's study him. Let's get that.
So you're saying the girls that only eat bananas all day, you think that they're taking Adderall in the middle of the night?
I just think that when you make outrageous claims that are just outliers, dietary outliers, I think that it's really covering up something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just too weird
to
be true.
Yeah.
News AF.
That is News AF. So, all right, we will continue to bring you all the latest Tom Brady news. Why, Danny, are you saying right now that your boy Tom Brady, that if it did come out that there was some sort of performance-enhancing drug history in his background, that it would tarnish his legacy and really invalidate all of the quote-unquote championships that the New England Patriots had accumulated over the years while they were cheating? Is that what you're saying?
Let me just say this. If I would,
because that's a bold Brady's statement, house. Danny.
No, hold on. No, let me say it my way. If I went to Tom Brady's house, and in his basement, he had like 10 permanent blood boys sitting there, you know, all shriveled like a raisin in a dark room.
Right.
With like
young plasma.
Young, right. And Tom Brady was upstairs on this glass chair, reclined, sucking in their essence.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Now, in fairness, from what I've understood about Tom Brady, Danny, and you have to, you know, take this with a grain of salt. From what I've heard, he likes to keep the blood boys at his house slightly deflated. So what he does is he bleeds them a little, just a little bit under what they're supposed to have.
So you can't
The rules. It's not against the rules. Just he likes the blood boy with a little less blood.
Well, that's good because it makes it harder for them to run away. They're too weak.
That's right. And get his water.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about another story going on this week. Tyson, you remember the rapper Bob, B-O-B?
Nope.
Yeah. He was good. Yeah. He had one song that I like.
What was it called?
I'm trying to remember. If I heard it, I really liked it. I used to have it on my iTunes, but I can't remember what it was. Danny, you ever heard of this guy?
No.
Yeah.
Are we uncool?
I think we might
be. We might be, but he did have one song that was good. Oh, Magic.
Was it Magic or was it Airplanes?
No, you've got the magic in you.
That's the one you had on your iTunes?
Yeah, I like that song.
The one that's on that show where the acapella.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I approve this message.
This was his song.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns.
All right, so that's Bob. That's B.O.B. Okay.
I don't care for that song.
You don't care for it? You didn't like it?
Nope. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll like some of his new stuff because he is out with a new Kickstarter this week. And Bob is trying to raise money to bring awareness to the fact that he believes that the Earth is flat. And he is looking to raise $200,000 to put a satellite into space to prove that his theory is correct or disprove his theory and prove that the Earth is round, Danny.
He is aware that there are hundreds of satellites, including human beings in space that could verify for this for him without the need to raise $200,000, right?
Well, let me let the man himself, B.O.B., explain what he's trying to do. He has posted this 18-second video to his Kickstarter.
What's up, y'all? It's Flat Earth Bob here. I'm starting this GoFundMe because I would like to send one, if not multiple, satellites as far into space as I can or into orbit as I can to find the curve. I'm looking for the curve.
And that's it. That's all you get. I'm not playing a clip. That was the entire video.
How much money has he raised?
From Flat Earth Bob. Well, he is on his way. Of his $200,000 goal, Flat Earth Bob in the last 4 days has raised a total of $1,771.
He's on his way.
From 46 people.
Wow. Still pretty good.
Yeah.
So I don't know how orbits work, but it doesn't seem like an orbit would be possible with a square planet or a flat planet. So he does talk about an orbit.
Well, he needs to find
orbit as I can to find the curve.
Find the curve.
I'm looking for the curve.
Find the curve. Hashtag find the curve.
Hashtag find the curve.
So I guess he got in an argument with Neil deGrasse, wherever you say his name.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Tyson. And he wrote some rap lyrics dissing Tyson, saying Neil Tyson need to loosen up his vest. They'll probably write that man one hell of a check. So
it sounds like the check, the round earthers.
Yeah, exactly. The people who are in charge of the conspiracy of the round earth.
Why has the earth is flat really that in my entire life up until like 2 years ago, I never heard this take. The earth is flat. Why all of a sudden, Danny, has this become a popular idea just because it's so stupid that it always gets a lot of attention?
So I feel like a lot of people who would have claimed the earth was flat never had a platform beyond maybe one or two people to say that. But now Tila Tequila, who is a flat earther, she's out there. She's got a platform. She's got fans and she can push her flat earth views contrary to all science. So I just think it was before they had no way to say nobody or no one to talk to who would actually listen.
Yeah.
But now they've got social media.
Tyson, that's interesting. So, we have so much chaos going on in the world right now. Is social media the main contributor to this, where there were always people with just terrible, dumb, uninformed takes? They were just sort of like ranting in a park somewhere. Now with social media, they have a platform. They're able to put these crazy ideas out into the world, and other people who likewise would have just been like the people who were in their town drunk, wandering around murmuring to themselves, they're able to say yes, that you are right about that, and now it's an echo chamber.
Yeah. Or like-minded people. I don't know. I think it's part, it's half and half. Part of it is to get attention. It's like this Christian numerologist that we may be talking about later in the, in this podcast. Like, there was no scientific evidence. There's no proof of anything. There's nothing. And people are still writing articles about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, it, if you're going to give attention to me for saying something really dumb, I'm going to continue to say dumb things. Like, yeah, there's a guy who was once almost, well, maybe he was elected president for doing almost that identical thing.
Mm.
And I kind of got the vibe from Bob that this is a grab for attention because he gives himself the title Flat Earth Bob. Like, that's where he starts, is Flat Earth Bob. Like, he's trying to start a new brand or create a hashtag or whatever. It sounds kind of
a leader.
Yeah, he wants to be the leader, not necessarily because he believes it, but because it's a great way to get attention because it's something
right. That's he popular. Has a new publicist, maybe.
Yeah. And the other thing is, these people exist. 100 years ago, these were the people who paced up and down the sidewalks in major cities wearing sandwich boards. The end of the world is near. The earth is flat. You know what I mean? But now they can just do this type of a thing on social media and they get all the attention.
What's up, y'all? It's Flat Earth Bob here.
And by the way, is this any crazier than saying that 2.5 gallons of water a day will protect you from the sun?
No, it's the same.
It's like kind of, it is a little bit more crazy,
yeah.
But it's kind of in the same general orbit, if I could use that term.
So you're saying that you think Flat Earth Bob, Tom Brady, and Gwyneth Paltrow are in some type of secret society where they just are trying to get attention by making outrageous claims.
I think, Tyson, they call it capitalism.
Okay. Capitalism based on pseudoscience. I mean, no science.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's just called capitalism is the secret society. All three of those people are a part of. And I want to be part of that society. I just haven't come up with a great enough scam yet that is believable enough to sell it to people. I just haven't.
Why didn't you jump on the flat earth thing when we first started talking about it?
Because I can't. I'm not like that. I'm not a flat earther. Who can turn on a dime. Mm-hmm. I need to take time to convince myself.
Yeah.
Mm. So then you're never going to be a true capitalist. I think if you're trying to wait for something to sell that you actually believe in, you've already lost.
I know. I can't. I'll never make the kind of money I deserve because I can't lie fast enough.
Should Flat Earth Bob come out with a new song about the flat earth? That seems like the better way to capitalize on this new belief rather than the Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what he's working on right now. It's a Flat Earth album.
Okay.
The money from the Kickstarter, I don't know how GoFundMe works. I don't know what the rules are, but there might be a clause that says he gets all the money regardless of whether or not he puts up a satellite. And anyone giving money to this project, that's who I'd like to talk to.
They're
going to
find the curve.
Got to find the curve. We have Google Earth. I mean, NASA has, I know that all these people are in on the round earth conspiracy, but I mean, there are so many satellites.
Because it benefits them. Mm-hmm.
Danny.
Like FaceTime an astronaut if you really need evidence.
Can you help Flat Earth Bob with some lyrics for his new hit?
Not off the top of my head. I need to get in the mood. Maybe when I'm over the
every day I drink 2.5 gallons of water. Keeps me safe from the sun of the flat earth.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. And I love how willing you were to just jump in into that, Rob.
That was a cool beat, too.
Yeah, I love that. It's a good song. So that, yeah, B.O.B., he's sitting on this gold mine. He just put out the Flat Earth jingle. The song of the Flat Earth movement.
There's not a lot of songs. Yeah, there's not a lot of songs about the Flat Earth movement right now.
Yeah, and there's nothing that's out there. So he could be the leader. Yeah.
Danny, this is your new album idea. You take all these movements that don't have a song for him yet, and you create a song. So it's just an album full of songs for movements like that. Like Scientology, do they have a song?
Oh, I'm sure they've got a cruise ship. That definitely means they have songs. Because what?
And they also have a Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise ship.
Boom.
All right. Well, let's talk about a story that's going on down in Florida. This is a bit of a you know, we don't tend to like to talk about assaults on this show, but we will get into this story of a Florida woman who actually attacked her husband after he ended up breaking into a room in their home that she was in after he heard the sounds of what he thought was moaning. And I guess was moaning. He believed that there was another person in the house with his wife. And when he barged into the room, he found that there was moaning, but she was, in fact, by herself, Danny, which then caused the woman to attack the husband with and smack him in the face. She hit him in the face after that happened.
Okay, a couple things. Maybe he wasn't so much worried that she was with another man, but maybe he has some really old school view where women should not ever enjoy anything. Mm. And so he got home. He knew she was enjoying something. Could have been a sandwich. Could have been, who knows, but that is not allowed in this household.
Yes. So it says she was enjoying something in this room.
You're thinking they're Mormon.
Well, no, it would be even more extreme than Mormon. We're talking about the people that came over here on ships type of
handmaid tale type scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So he's like, no one will have pleasure in this house. And then he broke down the door.
Yeah.
You know,
he got a screwdriver out and opened up the door with a screwdriver. Tails,
whip yourself.
Right.
Type of crazy stuff. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. He thought there was another person in the door in the house. So he used the screwdriver and he sought entry to try to physically escort the person out of the house. But then once he got into the room, there was a confrontation, which ultimately resulted in this woman striking him in the face.
Yeah, it sounds like there was another person, an unspoken elephant in the room, and that is that he doesn't give his wife enough pleasure.
Yeah, well, not only does he not give her enough pleasure, but according to the article, and this was filed by the Smoking Gun, that they had allegedly not had any intimate moments together in the last year, Danny.
Well, they had a very intimate moment when he broke down that door, so that's not entirely true.
Yeah.
Right?
Also, if they were understood that they weren't being intimate with each other and were estranged, then why did it matter so much that there was something in the room with her?
Well,
as I said before, pleasure's not allowed, Tyson. It's not okay. Coming from him. It shouldn't be coming from anybody.
I mean, they seem like a young, young enough couple. It's not like when you hear a story of like, okay, well, it's been a year since they've been together. You imagine like, oh, they're probably like, in their 60s or 70s, but they're in their early 40s and, they look like you look at their picture. You wouldn't think that there's anything wrong with this couple.
I'll tell you
they
exactly.
Look like you and me.
Well, they don't look like you and me.
Not drinking enough water.
Is that the issue there?
Yeah, that's probably if they just drank a little bit more water, got some stuff from Goop, their marriage would be saved.
Yeah. If they could have been drinking some TB12, you think, Danny?
Oh, yeah, that's probably what it is. It's an electrolyte shortage. It's like that leads to intimate moments. The more electrolytes you have.
Do you know that my grandma and grandpa were big big followers of the Tom Brady system before Tom Brady was even part of the system? any problem you had, they'd be like, drink more water.
Drink more water.
Yeah,
that's right.
You thought I was going to go somewhere else with that and the whole pleasure story. But this that was incorrect.
Yeah.
I'm saying drink more water. If these guys would drink more water, they'd be happier. They'd be healthier. They'd be able to pleasure each other more seriously. It would. And nothing would be wrong with their lives.
Everything would be perfect.
Yeah. Jamie in the chat says maybe he thought that she was having the ghost relations.
What do they call that on Nathan for You when they go to the poltergeist? That's
the new one. Is this new stuff?
No, it's not new.
Yeah.
It's old stuff. But yeah, that could be.
A ghost is always a great excuse, too.
Yeah.
Like, a succubus. It wasn't my fault. The incubus is the girl incubus. One. The succubus is the guy one. So yeah. It wasn't my fault. There was a phantom in here pleasuring me, giving me what you haven't been able to give me for the last year.
Right.
You know? Now, and then nothing he could do.
Is the woman at fault, according to this story, that the man was banging at the door, the only banging going on in this house, and she did not answer him. Does she need to at least, Danny, say, hold on, give me a minute.
I'm taking a huge poo.
Hold up.
Don't come in.
Do not come in here.
Yeah, she should have said that, but she probably couldn't hear things over the sound of her electronic device.
Yeah.
That is not mentioned in this article, Danny. We do not know if there was any machine assistance going on.
Okay, she couldn't hear him over the sound of her own
right
sounds.
She was either so distracted or she was ignoring him.
Yeah, I would just ignore him.
Yes.
He's been ignoring her for a year, so.
Or maybe just the mental image of this guy being locked out of the room was bringing her to climax.
He's finally gone.
His rage. Maybe I should create fetish videos of my golf anger, and that will turn women on. All over the world. They're like turned on by men's frustration and rage.
Yeah. All you have to do is be really sexual with the way you hold the club before each swing.
I am. You sit there, you grab it, you re-grab it, you move it back and forth.
You wiggle your hips. Couple
practice swings. You wiggle your hips. It's very sexual. So you put that on this fetish video, plus my anger. And it sounds like there's a group of women out there who would find that just delightful.
Yeah.
Should our next live news AF gathering be on the links?
Yeah, but from a golf cart.
Yeah. Oh,
that would be good. And then one of us can step out to go all right, Danny, it's your shot.
Yep. Get it.
Go get it. So the woman was the one to face charges because she was the first person to commit or I guess she was the only person here to strike the other. Her name is Flavia also. Danny, you like that name?
What was her name?
Flavia. Could be Flavia. F-L-A-V-I-A.
What do you expect from a woman with a name like that? That sounds like a female body part. Why does that sound... Labias? Flavia?
Flavia. Yeah. Flavia, Danny.
I know a Flavia.
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Hmm. Do you know her?
No. When I saw that name, I was like,
is this my friend?
A Flavia. Yeah. Oh. And I looked and it was not.
Okay. Could be Flavia.
Flavia. Yeah.
I don't remember necessarily how to pronounce this girl who I know's name.
But it sounds like that they are no longer together and she could be back on the market. Flavia.
That's better for both of them.
Looking for a good time.
Okay.
There's Flavia. Okay. This is a story. For those of you guys who are on the hunt for Avril Lavigne news, a new warning has been put out there by the cybersecurity firm at McAfee. The Google searches for Avril Lavigne could lead you to a website that gets you a computer virus, Tyson.
Ooh, what kind of virus?
One of the bad ones. One of the bad ones that you don't want.
What is the website?
Just any of them. Any of them. She's the most dangerous person on the internet, according to this report from CNBC. Do you want to hear the news report?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's just a bunch of text. Yeah. So what they're saying is that for whatever reason, Avril Lavigne leads you to the most pages with malware and viruses. Wow. You have a 14.5% chance of landing on a web page with something bad. That number increases to 22% if you type her name and search for free MP3s.
So I have an idea about why this might be. You remember our story about how the real Avril disappeared a long time ago?
Right.
Yes.
I think this might be tied into that conspiracy is that maybe people were looking too closely into that. And so the robotic Avril, because I think that's where we landed on, was that it was a robotic Avril sent out the whole virus scheme to just shut it down.
Shut it down. They're getting too close. They're uncovering the truth.
Mm-hmm. And so now you go out there, you try and find the truth, you're just going to get a virus.
Mm. Tyson, don't go looking for the truth about Avril Lavigne.
I'm going to stop right now.
How many websites are you currently on?
I'm opened on like 6 websites right now.
So with a 14% chance that you've landed on a site with a virus. Sounds like you've been infected.
Okay. So stay away.
I've been infected.
Avril Lavigne truthers, just give up.
It's so weird that she's number one. If you look at the list, the top 10 list of searches that lead to viruses, it's kind of weird that she's number one. You have Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. You have Zayn Malik. I don't know how to say his name. You have Celine Dion, Calvin Harris, Justin Bieber, Sean Diddy Combs, Katy Perry, Beyonce. She's number 10. All those people are more relevant than Avril Lavigne. I don't understand it.
Hmm. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I mean, unless what I said earlier is the truth, it makes no sense that she would be number one. She hasn't come out with an album in how many years?
A lot.
In fairness, she's come out with a lot of malware in the last couple of years. So that's been very busy. She's the one dropping the malware. That's, you know, why should she be making new music when she could be writing new ransomware that instead of like, oh, give me 99 cents for my song. It's like, okay, well, how about this? Give me 99 Bitcoin or I'll put out all of your erotic photos.
I think you've really hit upon it. I think it is just a better way to make money. The music industry, I mean, it's not so great anymore, especially for her.
Right.
You're right. Why not just rob people?
The ransomware industry is booming, though.
Yeah. Is that where it's at?
I think so. Yeah. Right. That's a lot better.
Huh. So what can we do as News AF to start cashing in on that sweet money train?
I don't know. I don't know if we want to be in that business.
We can't, Tyson, because I can't pivot like that. We have to just stick with what we're doing. I can't pivot to the lie fast enough to make money.
Mm-hmm. You're just so by hoping. The time
I convince myself it's a good idea,
we're on the tail end.
Come and gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Danny, let me know when you're ready.
The Avril Lavigne truthers, should they divert their attention to being part of the flat earth truthers or the Tom Brady drinking water truthers?
I'm just saying, if you're lost for a stupid cause to follow, maybe just for entertainment purposes, go with Flat Earth Bob. Because if you ride that train, it's going to be a short ride, but it'll be exciting, right? Get that satellite up in space. And then I think that Tom Brady's more of a stable kind of weirdness to kind of stick with.
Right.
So if you're looking for a long, steady weird, go like with
somebody
Tom Brady
to rely on for years like to come.
If this was an investment opportunity, you go with Flat Earth Bob for the quick rise and the quick descent.
Right.
But if you want a good investment, a place to put all your hopes and dreams, and a house of cards, go with Tom Brady.
Right, because then when the Tom Brady thing ends up coming out, that'll be a much more epic and disastrous fall from grace.
Yeah, but you have a lot of time. So if you're looking for a good... I don't know how to say this, but if you just feel like you need to be part of some weird conspiracy or whatever, go with Tom Brady.
Okay. All right. And B.O.B. was not in the top 10 most searched for music artists that bring you to malware for the third or fourth or I don't know if he's ever been on the list.
Very good. Who are the other top notables there?
Well, Danny just gave you the list.
Did you just see my list? Beyonce's number 10.
Oh.
Bruno Mars is number 2.
Yes. Willie Nelson was not on the list, Tyson.
Oh, thank God.
Then they should have the
safe
list
to Google Willie.
Here's what you should do.
Go ahead.
We should I feel like you could destroy a music career with this. So all you got to do is find the people whose music you really dislike, make a list, put it out there, hope that it finally gains some traction, and then people stop searching for them, which then leads to the downfall of their entire empire.
So do you think this is what happened to Madonna? Because her latest album only sold 3,800 copies.
Yes.
I think Madonna happened to Madonna.
But a lot of malware. She's moving a lot of malware.
I would be honest. I think that I almost sold as many albums as Madonna's most recent album. That's pathetic. 3,800 albums.
Especially after all the years that she's put into it. So imagine like she has like 68 years of experience in the industry. And you are already at your ripe young age of 38 selling as many albums.
Mm-hmm. I'm a young babe.
But how much malware have you moved?
That's a problem. I haven't moved any. I have to get on that list.
Okay.
But he doesn't dare to get on the list until it's too late.
Yeah, that's how I go. I just move too slowly.
All right. Well, some interesting news this week. The man who was behind the 1995 Alien autopsy, Tyson, I know this is one of your favorites. You have it on Laserdisc, right?
Yes, I have it on Laserdisc. I have it on VHS. And I also have a CD audio version of it.
Well, the man who put that all together, his name was Spyros Malaris. He revealed that was actually a fake. So to all the alien autopsy truthers, enjoy your victory. You were right. We were all wrong. The alien autopsy video was fake.
Wait a second. Oh my God. Is there a chance he could be lying?
I guess so. That's the ultimate double cover up.
Yep.
To lie.
Who's making him say it was fake, Danny?
Yeah.
Tom Brady. What do Tom Brady and Gwyneth Paltrow have to gain from him telling everybody it's fake?
It sounds to me like we're going to have a lot of people freed up of their current conspiracies, mm-hmm. ready and eager to search for a new conspiracy to follow.
Right.
Look at that. That's going to free up thousands of people who were using that video as evidence of an alien cover up. And now they don't know what to do with their free time.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He says he used.
Lives are turned upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be like that Bigfoot video all of a sudden not being real.
Right.
Can you imagine?
So he said that he used cow and lamb organs from a local butcher as the inside of the alien. At one point, he revealed they were going to use raspberry jelly for the alien's brain, but it worked out to be too dark, but still very delicious.
Yeah, yes. That sounds delicious. You can fry up all of that stuff, put it in a hot pot of water, have some stew.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so what did they use for the alien's brain?
I think they just used maybe like a lamb brain.
Oh, I think raspberry jelly would have been so much better because it would have just spilled out like goo instead of like a solid matter. And they'd be like, wow, alien brains are way different than human brains.
Tom Brady wouldn't have been able to eat it.
Nope.
So he doesn't. That's off his diet list is alien brains.
Alien brain may, in fact, be on his diet, but raspberry jelly most certainly is not.
I guarantee
too much sugar. It's sugar and fruit. Yeah. Those are two big major no-nos.
Yeah.
Alien brain high in protein.
Yes.
So that's okay.
So he's okay with alien brain.
Yes.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
We had some updates this week about the mad pooper that we talked about on last week's episode. So first up, a spokesperson who is allegedly related to the mad pooper. Of course, if you missed last week's episode, this is a woman who is going around defecating on public lawns where this is happening in Colorado. And a relative of hers came out and put out a YouTube video and said a couple of things. One, that the reason she's doing this is because she has had some sort of a brain injury. I'm not sure if this is CTE or what, but her brain has been injured, Danny.
Sounds like she could have solved that problem with some water.
Yeah. A lot more water.
A lot more water.
Right. And then
it creates a protective layer around the brain and other places.
And number two, he says that, well, also, what she's doing is not bad. It's similar to breastfeeding in public, and it's also protected under her First Amendment right.
Yeah, the First Amendment, correct me if I'm wrong, does that protect our right to drop a deuce anywhere we want?
Well, I believe that the First Amendment is that what they're claiming is that this is possibly free speech, her right to poop wherever she wants. But to me, I feel like that this would fall much more clearly under Amendment number two.
The right to bear arms?
Yeah. The number two amendment.
Oh, the number two amendment.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
Here's the other thing, Rob.
I mean, in fairness, that I guess if you're going to file it under right to bear arms, I mean, this is some sort of a chemical weapon that she's brandishing on her neighbors.
Yeah. I feel like there's other laws in place that make it highly illegal to poop in public like that. Mm-hmm. But maybe those laws aren't as important.
I think that no matter what, the rule of common decency which I think overpowers every other rule.
Is that a constitutional law?
No, but maybe we could get them to write that in. I don't know how that works, but I think that that should protect all of us from this woman's public bathroom behavior.
Yeah.
Even me?
Even you, Tyson.
Yeah.
You would think this is the one thing we could all get behind.
I am definitely behind this. Yes, we could come together as a nation. You think that Donald Trump could use this little tidbit of news to distract from all the devastation going on elsewhere?
Yeah, maybe he could shine a light on this. Maybe a tweet about the mad pooper, I think. Maybe if he's looking for an issue that could get everybody on the same page, perhaps this is it. Now, also, Charmin toilet paper. Yes, Tyson.
Weighs in. Oh, I was just going to say that as Donald Trump weighs in on the mad pooper and the entire country rallies behind him in this time of dire crisis, his approval rating all of a sudden skyrocketed.
His leadership. 138% on this issue.
138%.
Yes. Be a major coup for him to get in on this mad pooper story. And
the poo-coo.
Even Charmin Toilet Paper has gotten in on this. They tweeted from their official account at Charmin, if the hashtag mad pooper turns herself in, we'll give her a year's supply of toilet paper to help her quote unquote runs. Then the poop emoji, hashtag enjoy the go, Danny. Are they on message here at Charmin Toilet Paper?
Very much.
Nope.
They're doing a great job.
I don't think
so. Yeah, I think they're doing
a great job. No, do not encourage her.
They're encouraging her to turn herself in.
Poop in public.
No, they're encouraging her to turn herself in.
It's a trick.
She's
not going to see that. She's going to say, oh, free toilet paper. And they're like, yeah, free toilet paper from the prison system.
Is that the problem, though, that she's like, well, toilet paper is so expensive. That's why I have to poop in public.
She does carry around napkins.
Paper towels, I believe it was, Danny.
Or paper towels. So she's buying that.
If anything,
somewhere.
Bounty paper towels should get in and say, hey, you want a year's supply of paper towels?
Or Mr. Clean. He could probably get in there somehow. Remember Mr. Clean?
Because for the paper towel industry, Tyson, this could be a major coup that they could be opening up like, okay, how do we expand sales in the paper towel market? Okay, well, what if people started using paper towels in the bathroom?
I mean, market them as a one-stop shop.
Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to put a paper towel in the toilet, but think about it. Are paper towels cheaper than toilet paper?
I doubt it.
Probably not. No. But maybe, still, maybe that this could be a whole new avenue they could explore.
Or even like buy a paper towel, get a toilet paper for free.
Mm-hmm.
Now she has her choice.
The bidet industry can finally break in.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Public bidets next to drinking fountains.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know which is which.
A bidet is a twofer, like you want the paper towels to be. A drinking fountain and a butt cleansing device.
Yeah.
So
finally
America
hydrate
clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And healthy. We've been talking if you're getting sunburned, you know? If you're
right. Oh yeah, you drink all that water.
Sunburned.
Yeah.
Just chug 2.5 gallons real quick out of the bidet. Then you're definitely gonna have diarrhea.
Yeah.
But you use that drinking slash bidet.
It's the circle of life.
Yeah, it's a circle of life happening right in front of this bidet / drinking fountain we invented.
Yeah. John in the chat says, isn't Charmin encouraging everyone to poop on lawns for free toilet paper? I mean, are they rewarding this bad behavior, Danny?
Actually, that is a good point, is that by giving people stuff, free stuff, for doing stupid things, you're just encouraging stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, because we are humans and we're around humans almost all day, people love free stuff no matter how crappy it is. Crappy.
Yes. Okay. So don't poop in public for my sake.
All right. All right. And then one other story to update you guys on today. So we have been following this really from the beginning of August about the planet Nibiru, Planet X, on a collision course with Earth. after the eclipse, Nibiru was going to be visible to the naked eye. Somehow that view has been obscured. We had that Christian numerologist David Mead was predicting, don't worry, it's still happening. It's still happening. But now news this week, Tyson, David Mead has pushed back these estimates that the world was scheduled to end the 23rd, now pushed back until October. What's the holdup, Tyson?
Well, based on my tweets about it, I think the numerologist obviously forgot to carry the one, mm-hmm. which now pushes it back 1 month. I originally, when I did the math, I thought September 33rd, if I carry the one, but there isn't a September 33rd,
right.
But you carry it the 1 month.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, it looks like the new date, mark your calendars, October 21st. We did recommend that this was a good time to take out, large sums of money from the bank. What you want to do is get that deferred now to be due on October 22nd, which is, the 21st is the day after my birthday. So at least I get one more birthday in.
Yeah, now is not the time to learn a new language or learn how to play piano. That time has come and gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You want to do things that are quick and you get your kicks immediately.
Yeah.
Immediate gratification. That's where we're going for in this next month.
Now, again, where the original prediction of Nibiru being on a collision course with Earth seemed a lot more dire. Mead is like he's playing a little fast and loose here. So he says on October 21st, it's not going to be the end of the world. It's going to be the beginning of the end of the world as we know it. That seems like that it's very vague, Tyson.
I feel like that already happened.
Yeah, I feel like that happened billions of years ago.
Yeah, but...
I know that Danny was very concerned. He called me a bunch of times on the 23rd and was very concerned about the end of the world. But now he gets a little relief. So, but you've got a month to get your affairs out of order, so to speak.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
out of order.
The 21st is coming, and that will begin 7 years of war and disaster, kicking off this October 21st.
Whoa. Only 7 years of war?
Yeah.
That actually sounds like an improvement.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, if we could just sort of like stick it out for 7 years. Like,
well, yeah, 7 years of war. That's easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Gosh, that's nice to know that's going to.
War and disaster, Danny. War and disaster. That's going to start.
More disaster than the 4 earthquakes and 2 hurricanes that have taken place in the last 3 weeks.
So you're saying that he should have backdated this. Actually, we are in the midst. Yeah. We're actually in year whatever. Of this prediction.
15 years of war and a shizload of disasters. He's way late on this.
He's he's late to the party.
In 2000.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Danny.
Or earlier.
Yeah. Do you have any stories for the bolt hole this week?
I do. Let me scroll through and pick the most fantastic one.
The most bolt holy of the bolt hole stories.
Okay, I don't want to spend a lot of time on, but this was kind of a shocking idea that I do want to share. The iPhone 10 came out. Tyson already spent.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. A nocturnal emission.
That is assault. You assault me with that song during the podcast. It is somewhat sexual.
I'm trying to get free toilet paper from Charmin.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you are the guy who is in the room, moaning away, and then there comes a bolt hole song just barging in, knocking down the door.
Yeah.
All right. So talk to me. So iPhone X is iPhone 10.
Whatever they call it.
Hold on. So what happened to iPhone 9? There's iPhone 8 and there's iPhone 10. What happened to iPhone 9?
That comes out next year. Yeah. That's their selling point next year. They're like, ha ha, you thought you missed
Why
it.
Why did we skip one?
Because
Apple. I just want to focus on something not necessarily related to, it is related to iPhone 10, but mostly technology in general, right? Because I love technology. We all do.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Technology. It makes our life so much easier, and we're definitely happier because of technology. At least I am. But a guy ran the numbers about what it would cost to make this phone in 1957.
Okay.
Which is always interesting, right? Because we want to see the march of technology, see its progress. We all talk about how it's exponential, Moore's law, all of that. And he found out, according to his calculations on his blog called BradfordDeLong.com. I don't know. But he said it would cost $150 trillion of today's dollars mm-hmm. to build the iPhone X.
Which actually, in today's dollars, iPhone X, I believe, costs $140 trillion.
Yeah, so it's less.
You're getting a deal.
Here's the other thing, and I love seeing numbers like this. It would take a 100-story square building that is 300 meters high and 3 kilometers long to house all of the transistors and hardware necessary to run the phone. Mm-hmm. Then it would also draw, that building would draw 150 terawatts of power, which is 30 times the world's current generating capacity.
Oh, so what he's saying is the power in the iPhone X to create that, the equivalent power in 1957. So he's not saying that he's not taking the materials, because I was expecting this story to go the other way. When you're getting glass and gold and the stuff, an iPhone in 1957 would only cost 32 cents.
No, he's saying to recreate the computing power, mm-hmm. yeah. right? You would need that much power and that big of a building to house all of those vacuum tubes and crazy looking computer stuff that they had back then. And to do all of that would cost $150 trillion.
I feel like this is just viral marketing to get people to buy iPhones.
Well,
it's like, wow.
The thing is, that doesn't make me want to buy an iPhone at all, because nothing really does. Nothing makes me want to buy an iPhone 10. But I just like seeing stuff like that. So that's not necessarily the bullet hole. That's just like one of those things that I like to see, because it reminds you that things have progressed, even though you might think that they have not.
A little bit of a bullet hole appetizer.
Yeah, it's a little my bolt hole is so jammed with stuff that I spend most of the day telling my wife all about my bolt hole. And so sometimes it's nice to share more than one story from it.
Yes. What is your wife's reaction to the iPhone story?
Yeah, my wife doesn't listen to me. Like, honestly, I don't think she's really listening half the time when I'm talking. And many times when I'm telling a bolt hole or other related story, I'll just stop talking. Because I realized that nobody's listening but me.
I've done that.
And she won't even know.
Yeah, she won't even know. I'll just be like, you know what? Never mind. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just walk away.
Just stop mid-sentence.
Yeah, because it's like, what's the point?
You don't get to hear this story. That's how I frame it.
Your loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, now on to the real bolt hole. Tyson, do you like shopping?
Oh, I love shopping.
Do you like going to the grocery store and picking out all of your, you know, the upcoming week's meals and foods and vegetables and water and whatever?
Is this a Blue Apron ad?
No, this isn't a Blue Apron
ad. I do like going to the grocery store, actually, yes.
Okay, well, I think you're part of a minority. What about you, Rob? Do you like going to the grocery store?
I wouldn't say that I like it, but I do it quite a bit. And I actually do all the grocery shopping for my house, because I felt like that to save money, that I don't know what my wife was doing at the grocery store, but we were spending way more money with her going to the grocery store. So I do all the grocery shopping now.
Well,
that's a genius idea. I'm going to try that.
Well, yeah. I
just get
Amazon
a list and then,
Go ahead, Rob.
Sorry. I have a list. I say, okay, tell me if we want to put anything new on the list. And then, cause then my wife will just like, oh, this looks good. Oh, this looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hate shopping. I really do. I went to go buy clothes the other day and I couldn't stand being in the store. And whenever I go to the grocery store, I just hate it. Mm-hmm. So we know that Amazon is working on drone delivery and, you know, there's some way of getting groceries to you. Well, Walmart has actually come up with a program of what you do is you give them the order for your groceries. Then they send a stranger to your house to put it all away.
Yeah.
And so it takes all the hassle. I mean, the only downside is you now have a stranger in your house.
Yes.
So
where are they shopping from? They're shopping for groceries at Walmart.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's a very expensive program.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like people who have the kind of money to, you know, get into this program would be the kind to shop from Walmart.
For groceries. Right.
Plus, I don't know if Walmart has the greatest produce. I don't feel like they do.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that this is an option. And the advantage is when you go to the store, you're surrounded by strangers in a strange environment. But here, you only have one stranger in your house compared to 100 strangers at the store.
Mm-hmm. And see, a lot of us probably have strangers in our houses that we don't even know about.
Like ghosts?
No, like those stories every now and then where someone finds out someone's been living in their attic. those always show up every once in a while.
To me, I don't think you're gaining that much time here, because the time that you gain from somebody else putting the groceries away will be lost every time you go to look for something and you can't find where the stranger put it.
Well, they don't just put it, they bring it. Think about all the time they save you by doing all the shopping, driving it to your house, and then putting it away. That seems like a lot of time and hassle. But this is my problem. If I can't get the order right for my wife when she sends me a list of groceries, what are the odds a stranger will buy all the right items at the right sizes and quantity? Mm-hmm. It's got to be almost nil.
Slim.
Yeah.
Slim.
Yeah, zero. Slim.
Can I also add to this story that I don't want people to get the impression that my wife wants to go to the grocery store and I am holding her back from going to the grocery store. She does not want to even be doing the grocery shopping. But then when she does it, she spends way too much money and comes home with like one bag. I'm like, what did you even get? So that is that is.
Well, this could be the compromise in your marriage right here. You can spend more time being intimate with your wife by letting this person do the shopping.
Good.
That's why I put it out there. I just want people to know that if grocery shopping is holding you back from being intimate.
And she will spend less time locked in the bedroom by herself.
Yes. This is a service for you. Let the delivery service man feel that awkwardness when he comes in and hears moaning. But let it be mutual moaning instead of solo moaning.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's a good message.
Yes.
Yeah. I am trying to save marriages, and so is Walmart, apparently, this, sir.
So, and it really writes itself in terms of 2017 adult films when the Walmart delivery man comes in and says, hey, where do you want me to put away the eggplant?
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. Can I put this eggplant anywhere?
Yes. What about the zucchini?
Who ordered this value container of lubricant? Where do I put it? Oh, you want me to bring it into the bedroom?
Yes.
Are you just getting out of the shower?
Just bring it in here. Just bring it in here. That's where it goes.
Yeah.
Right in this drawer.
Where should I put the shower gel? Oh, you're in the shower? Just bring it in here.
Yeah, I'm in here.
This is great. Now we know how every porn's going to start in 2018.
Yes.
Okay. The Walmart guy?
Yeah. The Walmart.
We could probably have their own commercial. That goes
they're probably going to have their own website just for this.
Yeah, get in on that action. Okay. Yeah. All right. What a news AF today. We covered it all.
We really did it.
We covered it all again.
Yes.
All right. Do we have any thoughts about a hashtag? Should we just open it up for the chat right now?
Yeah. I felt like Tyson. I felt like we hit one great hashtag.
Probably a bunch.
A number of them.
Mm. Yeah, number two.
Yes.
Yeah, amendment number two.
No, that won't work. That's too divisive. Let's I think someone can come up.
All right, let the chat room come up with that. Tyson, do we have any reviews on our iTunes page at newsaf.news?
Of course we do.
Yes.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Hot Peppers, 5 stars by Hurt Me More, August 24th, 2017. Going way back.
Okay.
I found this podcast while searching for ghost pepper news. I am one of those people who is non-sexually aroused by watching men eat hot peppers. I have seen most videos on YouTube because I like to see the men breathe deeply and sweat in non-sexual, non-sport situations.
Yes.
Sometimes I listen with headphones in bed at night because it feels more intimate. Very intimate, non-sexual arousal. I have been loving the teasing and building up to the host's upcoming pepper eating event. I decided 2 weeks ago to start building up a tolerance until the event. I don't care all that much for the news on the show, not my style, but it's always fun to look forward to something. Saturday can't come soon enough. I don't really know many people who share my interest. Thanks for doing this.
Mm.
It was a 5-star review.
Oh, that's good.
And that Saturday has come and gone, and we haven't heard from that person to see it, how they like it or not. But we have another pepper-related review here. One more. Scorching hot! !5 stars by Slytherin, September 5th.
Yes.
With news hotter than a scorpion pepper, Rob, Tyson, and Danny bring you the stories that really matter, providing a fresh, entertaining perspective. These 100% professional men keep you coming back for more. Don't forget about the second burn, as Danny personally curates stories from his bolt hole that are sure to please.
Wow. Danny, do you think that Tom Brady could eat a ghost pepper and not have any ill effects based on all the water he drinks?
I think he'd die. I really think that his body's in such a delicate balance that something like a ghost pepper would disrupt
that could just throw him completely off.
Die.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
His cells would all just like start gooing out until he's just a blob of skin colored goo on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what would happen. He would die.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great stuff once again here on the News AF. So I see hashtag breakfast hot dogs is in the mix for Danny.
I'm very
the breakfast
by
of champions.
I do like the breakfast hot dog, but it is kind of when I said it out loud, I realized I probably shouldn't.
Was it with eggs or anything like that, or it was just like a regular hot dog?
So I eat the same thing every morning. I eat eggs, ham, and like an English muffin, right?
Yes.
But we ran out of ham a while ago.
Oh, no.
So I've just been substituting hot dogs because I think they're in the same meat family.
Yeah, they are.
So the hot dog is so much better.
Yeah, there's more butthole meat in the hot dog.
Yeah, and it really comes through.
Yeah, it's like delightful. It's like ham and a sausage in one.
Yeah, it's just a great get together with me, the hot dog. I'm just so happy when it
do you eat it on
lips.
A bun, or it's sort of like a breakfast meat?
It's like an open face sandwich. No, I slit it down the middle.
Okay.
And then lay it flat.
A hot dog on an English muffin. Yeah.
Yeah, on an English muffin with the egg and cheese on top.
That sounds like something they'd eat in the UK.
So you've built the hot dog McMuffin?
Yeah, and it is a treat. Like if Tom Brady ate that every day, he'd be way better at football.
So let me get this straight.
Yes.
You eat a hot dog for breakfast almost every day.
No, recently. This is a recent thing.
Yeah, but like how many days in a row have you eaten a hot dog for breakfast?
I think every day this week.
Okay.
Wait, 3 days. 3 days I've been doing it. Maybe four. Yeah.
Do you have a P.O. box that we could have maybe fans send you hot dogs?
Yeah, I don't want hot dogs, guys. I know that's not good for me.
I think he wanted ham. And then he has
ham. No, he wanted ham, but it sounds like he likes the hot dog.
The thing is, there would be ham if I did the shopping because I would go out and get it.
Right.
But I have to wait for my wife to go shopping.
Don't wait.
I'm too
don't
lazy.
Wait. Take the shopping into your own hands, Danny. Don't be at the whim of somebody else for your ham.
Take the shopping into my own hands.
You've sunk to a new low of hot dogs for breakfast, and you haven't even realized it yet.
Just remember that I wash my hot dog with a Coke.
Yeah.
And so it really is the breakfast of champions.
So yeah. After you wash your hot dog with your Coke, is there moaning?
Internally, I am moaning quite a bit. Yeah. I actually have noticed an increase in the amount of gas.
That was not where I thought you were going with gas.
No, me neither.
No. Yeah.
I thought you would increase the amount of moaning.
No, I will say this. The amount of gas definitely decreases the amount of future moaning.
That's right. There's a definite connection there. All right. Let's get out of here. Great job. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. We will be back next week with more News AF. Hey, we love hearing from you guys. One, in our Group AF Facebook group, if you'd like to join us. And, of course, on Twitter, I'm at Rob Sesterino. Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. And Danny is on Twitter at Danny Bryson. Okay? Tyson, anything else?
No. All of these stories pretty much were found from fans of the show that posted them on our Facebook group.
So send us your stories every week. Post them. And again, try not to post the really inappropriate ones. We don't like that. Okay? Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.
We did it, guys.
We did it.